My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming, who represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. We want to get his insights as the average price of fuel around the country continues to increase rather rapidly. The official average today listed at $3.61 per gallon, and many urban areas and other areas around the country certainly seeing much higher prices than even that. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Yes, thanks, Greg, for having me on.
Well, there's certainly a lot of different explanations being offered depending on who you ask, from Middle East tensions to lack of supply here. I'm sure it's a combination of factors, but why is it rising so rapidly right now?
Well, Greg, this is coming to fruition as a result of the last 3 years of this president, his administration, the EPA, and others, to do what they can to slow down drilling. Remember, after the Gulf spill, we've had a struggle getting the administration to issue permits. They have shut off leasing and certainly access to drilling on federal lands. And while the private land and certainly the private drillers and so forth have done a lot to try to catch up and keep up, the truth is we've been lagging behind, and now the slack is out. And when you've got a worldwide economy now that's growing in places like China, that's taken all the slack out, and certainly the prices are going to start moving up even more.
The president, of course, in his State of the Union message, and even since then, has pointed out that, or at least claimed that, oil and natural gas production and exploration is at a record high, at least in the last 8 years. I know you and many of your colleagues in your party dispute either the veracity of that or the technicality of that. What's the real story there?
Well, Greg, he's using some real facts, but he's distorting their impact. The truth is that the private sector, through new technologies like horizontal drilling and hydrofracking, have been doing a wonderful job to move forward to increase production on private lands. But meanwhile, the president has been shutting down drilling on federal lands, offshore drilling. He's rolling out brand-new regulations to slow down the hydrofracking and horizontal drilling process. And this is affecting the equations and the calculations of accountants who are in the industry and forcing them to reconsider exploration and the cost of doing that. So whatever is happening positive is happening in spite of the president, not because of him. And he's just simply playing loose with the facts.
How easy or how difficult do you think that'll be to explain the difference to the American people, either now as these prices rise or as energy becomes a bigger issue in this campaign? If the president says that, do you think most folks are going to take him at face value, or do you think they'll dig deeper and hear what you have to say?
Well, I think the American people, having recoiled from the Solyndra disaster, where their tax money is being put in all sorts of forms of energy that are not really helping this country, like the sun panels and so forth that are really not making it in the marketplace, and then shutting down drilling and adding regulations, I don't think that they're going to accept those kind of answers or explanations from the president. He's already beginning to try to blame other people. I think you said the other day that it was Wall Street's fault, and that's just absolute silliness. So, no, I think the American people are too well-informed and too smart to accept that.
What would you tell your constituents, and you're going between events, with meeting with your constituents right now, do you tell them about what you and House Republicans are advocating here in Washington?
Well, yes. I tell them about the 20-plus bills that we have passed out of the House that sit like cordwood in the Senate that would create jobs and lower our energy costs. I tell them about the fact that horizontal drilling and hydrofracking is really a cutting-edge new technology that's driving natural gas prices down because of excess supply, and that we need to convert to that use, which would take a lot of pressure off of electricity and gasoline prices. There's a lot of things we're attempting to do in the House of Representatives, controlled by Republicans, but we can't get willing partners, Greg, with Harry Reid in the Senate, that's controlled by the Democrats, and certainly Barack Obama in the White House.
Sir, you mentioned a number of factors, including China and its growing demands, as well as obviously some of the domestic issues going on right now. a lot of folks are also tying it into the uncertainty growing in the Middle East with Iran and its nuclear issues and its saber-rattling in the region. Is that a minor factor, a major factor? How would you describe that part of the equation?
I think it's an important factor, and I think it does have a significant impact for a short term. But one way or another, some of that will be resolved probably in the coming months. I don't think it impacts the price over a long stretch of time, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years out. So it's a factor, but the problem is, Greg, that if we did our job by having a sound energy policy and allowing those who produce to do it without the kind of restrictions that government has placed on them, then we would be much less subject to what happens in the Middle East, especially if we cut our imports and had more domestic production, which, again, I have to insist, the president's being disingenuous when he says or takes any credit for having increased that.
Sir, let me have you respond real quickly to some of the other arguments we hear from your political adversaries. Number one, they say that America holds 2% of the world's oil reserves, yet we consume 25% of the world's oil. True or not true?
No, that is simply not true, Greg. The USGS tells us that, in fact, that one country leads the rest of the world when it comes to the total conventional energy deposits, when you include coal, natural gas, and oil, and that country is the United States of America. And we are now leading. In fact, we'll soon be exporting natural gas, and we'll probably be exporting, after refinement, oil, because, again, the new technologies, hydrofracking and horizontal drilling, have opened up deposits that we thought we could never get to. We're finding new deposits. And as a result of that, I expect to see trade balance begin to change. I think we're going to have a new paradigm where it's no longer the United States that's using all the energy and sucking it up from the rest of the world. We'll actually be producing and providing energy to the rest of the world as other countries like China become more industrialized.
Last question before we let you get back to your constituents, sir. The other thing they like to say a lot is if, you know, there's a push by you and your colleagues to open up the Outer Continental Shelf, more areas in the Gulf of Mexico, up in Alaska and so forth. And they say, well, if you start now, it's going to take 10 years before a lot of this energy even makes it to market. I know a lot of conservatives respond with, well, if we had done this under Clinton or the early days of George W. Bush, that 10 years would be up by now. But what do you say when they say that the current high gas prices wouldn't be affected by expanding exploration right now?
Well, I would say they're absolutely wrong because, again, remember that there's a futures market out there and that affects price as well. So if there's an expectation that more supply will come online in coming years, then that will lower the prices immediately and in the coming months that we have. So, again, that's really a nonsensical argument. As you point out, that argument's been going on for the last two or three decades. Had we opened up these areas for drilling, we would now have this abundance of oil.
Sir, I know it's been a big issue, and I'm sure it will be when you return to Washington following the recess. Thank you very much for being with us.
Great. Thanks once again for having me, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Natural Resources Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.